Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? You're now tuning in with DJ Team and the A-Team on Let's Face Reality. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Knight Rider, go to commercial.
You are now listening to an exclusive track from Classic City Records on EOTM Radio.
Hey, I need to know about some PR. PR and work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selected and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email PR at EOTMradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our LA office. Or 678-548-9466. In Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, dear baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
You are now listening to an exclusive track from Classic City Records on EOTM Radio.
Classic City, bitch. One paint, two paint, maybe three. Black 211, come drink with me. You ain't got a paper, pay attention to me. Three about to show you for free. Ain't hard, you can do it with ease. In and out with your arms and work your knees. In and out with your arms and work your knees. In and out with your arms and work your knees. I think you got it, so don't stop it. You can do it when you're pulling out your wallet. At the bank or when you're blowing on stank. At the club when you're sipping on a drink. Get neighborhood nasty with it. Get trailer park trashy with it. If you cute, stay classy with it. Big or small, it don't matter at all. Long as you do it in advance. Do it in advance.
For some bad girls to get in. Had them wet like wash rag before I slide in. You see the wood looking clean on a grown man. Everybody in their grandma doing the dinner thing. You don't gotta be scared to do the dinner thing. If you always go some clean mode to keep your confidence on it. If you sit too much, you might get the shit. Dinner fin need a new thing. Everybody on their feet, get off your ass. And start dinner fin just to the beat. It ain't hard to do, it's so easy. Jerk your body for a move and hit the feet. You can do it fast or slow, don't matter to me. Hell, use your own creativity. Put your swag to it like Nike, just do it.
As we discuss divine society, life definition, and mixing business with pleasure. First off, I want to give thanks to our listeners from our last show for showing support and love by tuning in. But today, I know we got a lot of people wondering why we chose this topic. Well, for short, the show is called Let's Face Reality. And in reality, today's topic is a major business downfall, especially for an independent business. Word to the wise, take our advice tonight and use it in your life to prevent a disastrous downfall. Night Rider, drop that track. Like Rada.
It's Live Salsa, baby.
I'm John Man.
It's the university.
I'm John Man. Hey, I'm ringing. Pick up the phone. It's Live Salsa. I am John Man.
Popular than me and you.
Keep my shit tight like your first fuck. Limousine, I did that. Go coupe. I can't fit in that. Big truck, four doors, black nigga. Touring my future, tour for a bus, you gon' need a map, nigga. Map, nigga, run around with a boot freezer, nigga. Power up, go high, go coupe and see the steel truck. Killin' my taboos, it's a beast, pick a lower nigga. From the home of Batman, Matt Jones, Hayden Hillis, Felix Andrews, Anderson, McFadden, Burns, Houston. L-I-V-E-S-O-S-A-N-S all together. No space action. I am the new John Madden. To feel dirty, my collar clean. Never too dirty. Word to Mr. Clean. She call herself trying to play me. Bitch, I'm John Madden. 31 teams.
Call me John Madden, that boy be turned up. I got the field rocking and the crowd pumped up. Niggas be talking about what they gonna do, but homie, they ain't doing jack. On the field, 4-15, homie, we ain't playing that. We cocking back, gunning that, leaving opponents on their back. Her niggas sound like a lumberjack. Giving one 10 cups of love in that. On new 10 with the paper stack. If I had a tripping, got the K in the back. Just be flipping, dog, can't be spitting, dog. We're in that hybrid team, ducking that. Your boy, some candy like Mike Vick. Haters hating, cause they bitches be all on the dick. And Classic City be the clique. Hold on to your chicks, cause I'm a star. I'll make flicks licking tits. You try to play me, but talking ain't handin'. And your boy's so fly, call me Aladdin. Matter of fact, call me John Madden. In the 706, man, they get it crackin'.
To feel dirty, my collar clean, never too dirty. Word to Mr. Clean, she call herself trying to play me. Bitch, I'm John Madden. 31 teams, hang with all the stars. Whole lot of dancers, I take them everywhere. I'm John Madden, started making money. Being a nigga, bitch, when it's messed up, I'm pulling out the stick. To feel dirty, my collar clean. Never too dirty. Word to Mr. Clean. She call herself trying to play me. Bitch, I'm John Madden. 31 teams. Hey, with all the stars. Whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere. I'm John Madden. Started making money. Being a nigga, bitch. When it's mad time, I'm pulling out the stick. I'm at the game, so I'm going broke.
Popular demand music.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? What's up, 18? Everybody doing today?
Great,
yo, man. Hey, yo, first off, man, before we really get into it, man, you know what I'm saying? First thing I want to talk about today for everybody out there listening, man, the definition of life, man. Like, if you, okay, check this out. I'm going to get into that, but what's the first thing you think of when you hear that?
Energy.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you what I think about it, man. The definition of life can be, I think it can be very complicated, you know what I mean? And at the same time, I don't feel like it could be very factual, man. But I only say that because it's life. That means what I'm saying is is constant living, meaning, like, how can it be a definite or a definition for it? Because you're constantly, you know what I mean, doing different stuff every day. So, therefore, if I don't think it would get to me, man, as far as actually living itself, you know what I'm saying? So, that's how I feel about the definition of life, man. But a lot of people get it twisted, man, because definite life to some people, it could be like what their main focus, you know what I'm saying, is. Like some people got agendas of everything they're doing for the day, you know, their daily routine. You know, personally, I don't own one, but, you know, I know a couple people in the A-team, I think. Chia, you think you got one, right?
Any successful person gotta have a checklist, man.
Yeah, some kind of checklist. See, mine's not actually on a notepad, but I do have it. I do have it stored, you know. So,
you got it stored in your mentals.
You gotta know what's happening. But yeah man.
Like, I found out by writing stuff down, man. Like that make it more real, man. I don't know, to me.
Yeah.
Because I can see it. You know, I can see what I need to do. And if I don't do it, it ain't on nobody but me. You feel me?
I see you on that one. What about you, Mad Man? How you feel about your definition of life?
Wait, you want to hear my definition of life?
Yeah, the definition of life in your opinion. Like it's I'm using it as an opinionated sense right now. What's your opinion for it?
I mean, I see life as opportunities, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, everybody, you know, some people don't have a long life, and you got to take what you got, man. Take control of your opportunities you got in life. Life presents many opportunities, but you know what I'm saying? You got to take them opportunities and run with it. I mean, they ain't going to run with themselves. That's how I look at life. And I look at life as a blessing, too, you know what I mean? Like that. I mean, as far as defining, like, what I think life is, I mean, you know, it's be breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Nah, I'm joking about that, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, you feel me? Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, on some real, though, man, like, it could be, okay, another opinion, like, you know what I'm saying? I heard this before, like, you know what I'm saying? Life, in my opinion, unquote, unquote, is every day on earth. Your pain, happiness, and other situations that you might be facing. You know what I mean? That's pretty much like, quote, unquote, what I've heard. You know, how y'all feel about that one?
Yo.
Feel good about that?
I feel life as a freaking A learning process, bro. That's what I think, dog. Real talk.
Oh, man. Exactly, man.
Because, like, every day, man, you always got to be set for something. You know, either it's going to be good or bad. So I look at it as a learning process and happiness, too. You know what I'm saying? And it makes you strong, you know. So that's what I think about it.
Well, hey, team, hold up, man. Yeah. We got a caller, man. So hopefully, you know, see what their opinion is on the situation, man. Mocha D
is in your house. What's happening?
What's happening? What's up?
Man, I'm sitting up here. I saw you guys on Facebook advertising what you're talking about tonight, and it hit me. You know what I mean? I said, let me call in and support my family and base my opinion on what life is to me. You know what I mean? Wow, this is a real deep subject, and we're going to have a little noise in the background, so excuse that noise because I'm on a mission with my family right now, so I apologize. But basically, I look at life, it's all spiritual, you know, and it's just me, you know what I mean? I don't like to impose what I believe on nobody, but it's all spiritual. And you got to have that main purpose. But the thing is, everybody don't know what their purpose is. A lot of people are just living from day to day. Some people, you know, plan for the future and for, you know, and even a lot of people live their future on what happened yesterday, because some people out there is just real talk. They just straight on a revenge tip. And this happened to my daddy. This happened to my mama. So this is what I'm going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I on the other hand, look at it like this, man. We was all in heaven before, man. And I'm like, I'll do it. I'll go. And I'm on a mission for my father. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at it. I'm on a mission, and I found my purpose to be solely towards letting people know that you're only here to see if you are really ready to get to that higher realm, which is heaven. We're down here on a test. We're down here to see, because there's already been one person up there that tried to take over that got kicked the hell out of there, literally, excuse expression. So it's like, you know what I mean? So it's like, can we do this? Can we get up there without playing games? Are we really ready? Do we really want to go up there? Because heaven people don't want to go. You talk to Jehovah's Witness, they ain't trying to go to heaven. You know, we're talking paradise on earth type stuff. But I look at it like this. My whole purpose for being here is to let people know about love, simply love, because that's what the whole thing, the bottom line, is all about, love, spreading love, spreading joy, spreading peace, harmony. That's what it's all about. Anything other than that is negative, and it ain't necessary. It ain't needed. That's just me, you know, in my opinion. People got purposes. I don't think God give a darn about your job, your career.
Wow.
And I guess, you know, she's a winner, huh? you know I'm a motivator.
You didn't talk about me after you left. Now I guess I went out.
Say it again, Sekou. Say it again. You with me?
That's what's up.
Man, I thought she was finna say something. I wanted to hear it, but anyway, I ain't trying to take over this show. I'm just trying.
I guess someone down between him and Carly Red is all over Twitter. You know what I'm saying? She was like, Margaret is no longer with them. She ain't been with them, and you know what I'm saying?
Man, your phone breaking up. Can you say it one more time? You with me?
We hear, man.
Can you?
Hello.
Yeah, we hear. Yeah, we hear you.
No, because I was trying to hear what she was saying, and every time she talks, it's like my phone break up a little bit. But anyway, like I was saying, I'm kind of long-winded, and when I get on the road, that subject really meant a lot to me, because a lot of people is just living, like I said, from moment to moment, from pillar to post, and it's like you think you don't have a choice, which we do have a choice. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
We truly do have a choice, so. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. I'm trying to hear you in the background. Say it again.
I think our lines getting crossed. The lines getting crossed up, I believe. So.
Yeah, and dead air is not cool, man. So forgive me for crossing up those lines. Them be them spirits, man. No, I'm just playing.
That's good. Appreciate your support.
And say it again.
I appreciate your support for calling in tonight and giving
me
your opinion on it.
You know what? I'm glad that, you know, this Facebook is a lifesaver, man. It connects people. You know what I'm saying? And this is a beautiful thing. People need to use it always positively. But I'm going to be looking for it. Of course, we are one family. But I'm going to try to, because it's kind of early out here in Cali. So I'm going to look for you, you know what I'm saying, and listen to your show, because you got a message out there, and I appreciate it, and I respect what you're talking about, you know what I mean? So anyway, on that note, thank you for allowing me to speak with my long-winded behind, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be blessed, and I'm gonna shut it down, and I'm going to keep listening to you guys for the evening, you know, because I'm learning some things, okay? God bless you guys. Stay strong.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate
all right,
I'm out.
All right.
Sound like
somebody on their confidence.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's that's a good thing, man. Like for real, because a lot of people put their business and career over their life. Like what she was saying, about, you know what I'm saying, if you got to put God in your everyday planning. You know, we all know that too, you know. But the way some people handle their business, the way some people do it, man, they just like
push everything to the side, you know what I mean, including their family, friends, God, all their other religions that they do. They just push it all to the side, man, and they just focus on what they're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's crazy, man, because they forget, man. Like, they forget, like, exactly what they're here for in the first place, you know what I mean?
I definitely can relate.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was in the mall yesterday, you know, trying to get my little hustle on and whatnot. And I walked by this this particular setup. They got this, it's a pool, and they got a, like a plastic ball inside, and the kid, and like a kid can get inside and like be playing around, like on walking on water type of thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I noticed the father, all he was doing was talking on the phone while his son was just having fun. So I make like five loops around the mall or whatnot. Then I see him again. Whatever they was doing, the father was on the phone. The kid just having fun by himself, man.
Yeah, you know what he was doing? He was putting it, I guarantee you, I don't know because I wasn't there, but I about guarantee you he was pushing his business over his family, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, because he should have been watching over his child, you know? So,
definitely.
I see you, man. Like I said, people forget. They forget what wakes them up in the morning. You know what I mean? They forget that everything they do in life is so that they can live their life to the best of their ability. So
you got to think, though, man. You know, times went so hard, he might have had an important business call or something. He had to take that call. You never know.
Nah, I don't think so, man.
You don't think so?
Nah, because, like, I passed this dude numerous times, you know what I'm saying? Like, the last time I was sitting down, I looked to my left, and they got, like, this bouncy thing, and his son was just playing by himself, and he just on the phone just running up the minutes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't look like no business call, man.
Yeah. And then on top of that, anybody with that kind of business, like, Madman, I'm really talking to you, man. Like, anybody's got that kind of business that they got important phone calls like that, 90% of the time, man, they're, you know what I'm saying, they're either in an office or, you know what I'm saying, they handle that on a certain schedule. Like, you know what I'm saying, you got business people that only got a certain schedule they follow by. If you call after hours, you know, you might get a one-on-one, but at the same time, if he left five times, you know, he's the two things. Either he putting his work over his child or either he trying to set something up with a little breeze or something he had to the side or something. You know,
Or he trying to make another kid.
Mixing business with pleasure. That's what he doing, man.
Yeah, mixing his business with pleasure. Exactly. That's a good term for that, man, because think about it, man. Hey, these days, man, you got to be careful, man, because you can have an independent business that can be very successful. You know what I'm saying? For example, look at Cash Money. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, but you know what I'm saying, at the same time, imagine if you in your business and you're doing everything to build your foundation, but on top of all that, you got a girl or a side breeze that's just at your job and you want to mix your business with your pleasure or whatever, you know what that ends up causing? Pain, suffer, downfall, tragedy, man, because, hey, your whole foundation you work for, man, is just going to, It could backfire on you, man, and just crumble. It might take days, months, or years, but at the same time, it's going to happen, man, because it's not business. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a link between the two to know when to do one and when to do the other. So, you know,
I got a question for you, though, man.
What is it? What's up?
What if you love doing your business, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if you love going to work? Is that mixing business with pleasure?
Nah, I wouldn't say that, man, because of the fact that everybody has a passion and desire to do their particular craft. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If ours was music, we're going to love to get in the studio. But at the same time, you can't make love to the microphone. You see what I'm saying? So that microphone's never going to, who in their right mind want to do something like that? But nah,
yeah.
That mic's not going to let you down, though, man, because for one, it, can't move. It's not of life. You know what I'm saying? It's an unliving thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just an object. But something with a life that has a mind and can think and say stuff back to you and say stuff to other people, and if you're that big, say stuff to the media, that can really get you all tangled up, man, and it can really cause a problem, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I was just saying it because, like, what if you just, I know you're supposed to put business before pleasure, but what if you pleasure by doing your business?
You pleasure by your business?
Huh?
You say, what if your pleasure
you
by,
what if you
by
get
your
pleasure?
Business?
Yeah, you get pleasure out of doing your business.
Well, I mean, it depends on, like, what kind of pleasure. Well, I don't know, man. You got the pleasure. I don't know, man. The pleasure be kind of different.
Like, imagine
a mental pleasure.
You want to be a porn star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that
okay. Now I'm following. That kind of business. Even then, you can't mix business with pleasure. You know what I mean? So, you know, even then, it's strictly business. You know what I mean? So. But
yeah.
ATL, man, I'm not trying to cut you short, man, but go ahead. You got a call. I'm going to share your opinion.
Okay. Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
Carly.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call in really quick and support you guys. You guys are doing a really great job. I just wanted to share my opinion on the topic of mixing business with pleasure. I've done it, and I would say it's a no-no. It really is a no-no. I dated a guy that I worked with just last year, and we tried to keep it under wraps. And it eventually got out. Anyway, we wound up breaking up, and it was just the worst thing possible because he still worked for me. So it was really uncomfortable and stuff. So I'm like, I know everybody has to live their life and do their own thing, and they want to make their own mistakes, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, there's a fine line, and that's why when you work in, like, corporate America, they say, you can't date anybody within the company. You know why they say that? Because it's always going to be a problem. 9 times out of 10, it's always an issue because when you break up, it's issues, it's problems. So I would say take it from the Fortune 500 companies. Take it from people who've been there, done that. Don't do it, y'all. Don't mix business with pleasure because it ain't a happy ending, I'm telling you. So just wanted to share that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Word to the wise for everybody. Yeah, everybody should listen to that right there.
Yeah, and since I still have you guys on, I want to let you know that you guys say to say that's calling in as well. So I'll go ahead and unmute her since you guys are actually taking callers. Great show. I'm dropping my line, though. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
But it's really, really good with y'all, man. I really am enjoying the show. You guys are making great points on that. But my input as far as life and what the definition of life to me is, life is basically how you make it. It's about loving what you do, loving what you do every single day. It's about waking up and just feeling great. It's about you waking up and you don't want to do nothing else but to be successful. I mean, different people have their own meanings as far as what life means to them. But when it all comes down to it, life is just basically all the situations, all the problems, all the pain, all the happiness, every single thing that bundles up into a huge ball, and they are just coming at you as fast as possible, but it's up to you to make the best decision in every single thing that you do. So my input is basically life is just the decisions that you make that fulfill your needs, your passion, your desire. That's life to me. Now, when you are talking about mixing business with pleasure, when you are mixing business with pleasure, that is never going to work. Because, for one, when you mix in business with pleasure, pleasure kind of throws you off. And you already know once you start having fun, it's kind of hard to go back to business. You feel what I'm saying? So you can never do that. I don't think anybody should ever, ever mix business with pleasure. Different folks have their own meanings of pleasure. But in most cases, like Carla was saying, it does have something to do with another person that is within that company, and you are having sexual relations or just, you know, dating and stuff like that with that particular person. That's not going to work because you already know relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend relationships kind of get deep. So when you mixing that into what you're doing, that's going to cause a whole lot of confusion. Because first of all, there is going to be jealousy, then there's going to be envy, then there's going to be hate, and you already know how that is. Females kind of get crazy, you know what I'm saying? We about to go through your job and act a damn fool, you feel me?
Yep.
So you definitely do not want to go ahead and mix in business with pleasure. Also, business and pleasure could probably mean as far as you going out every single day when you know that you have to run a business and you're not really concentrating on that. You're more so concentrating on the fun and stuff like that. So just stay focused. I would say anyone who is mixing business with pleasure should definitely take a second look and write down your goals, write down your plans, and stick to that action plan, and don't get sidetracked because folks will try to sidetrack you, especially those that are kind of jealous of you and those that do want you. So definitely just keep focused.
Definitely. See you on that, man.
So how do y'all feel about what I just said?
Well, personally, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the main thing, like the thing that really caught my attention at what you said was the jealousy, the envy, the hate. So, you know the old saying, there's a thin line between love and hate. Well, when you got
right.
love and hate, when you got love and hate, pain and passion, then business with pleasure. Oh, you asking for trouble. I mean,
yeah,
simple as that. That's what really caught me out of what you said.
That's what's
and,
up.
And the,
that's what's
and
up.
Planning for your future, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man. Now, don't forget to let your callers know that they can definitely go ahead and call in to our show line at 718-664-6543. And don't be shy, you guys. If you have a opinion or you want to voice your opinion, add your voice to our conversation, make sure y'all definitely go ahead and show support to DJ Chief and the 18. I'm out.
Appreciate that support, everybody, man. Yeah, man. So, anyway, man, what's up?
I just said never mix business with pleasure.
No, because if you do, you will find yourself stuck in the margin of pain and passion, seriously. And, hey, on top of the relationship issue, talking about mixing business with pleasure and relationship, check this out. 90% of that, I ain't going to say that. But the way I feel a lot of that happens is in the sense of this. Check this out. You ever seen somebody in a relationship and it's going good? They've been together for years. And all of a sudden, they just got a downfall. And they at work, they all upset, emotional, vulnerable. Then they got somebody like, hey, let me take you get something to eat. They're coworkers, now keep that in mind. But she is at work, he's at work, whatever. Okay,
So they go out and eat, and now she need a hero, you know what I'm saying? So, he tried to be, yeah, man, we guilty of that because, you know, they try to be nice to him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, feelings get involved, and that's one good way, well, one good example how you can mix your business with your pleasure, because that specific way right there can cause you to just totally forget about work for a minute and focus on somebody in need. But at the same time, hey, when the bills come around, you ain't got your check because you done quit your job to be with somebody else. Hey, you got to think about it, man. There's so many problems that can be going on with that, man. I mean, business and pleasure, ain't nothing I would do, man. But, hey, yeah, like Say 2 said, man, y'all can call in anytime, man, 718-664-6543. But before we go any further, Night Rider, we'll take it to commercial.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
That I can have this moment for life.
I have become alive.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life.
What's happening? Yeah, we back live at the commercial, man. So if anybody want to call in, hey, feel free. Don't be scared, man. We ain't number love. We just going to take your opinion and we going to give you our opinion. So 718-664-6543. Call in immediately. Hey, Sal. Yeah, man. Yo, man, I got a question for y'all, man. I got a question for everybody listening right now, man.
Yeah,
hey,
present.
Just listen to Young Money, Nicki Minaj, and Drake, okay? Well, Nicki Minaj and Drake, all right? They're in the same clique, Young Money, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know if it's true. I don't know, you know what I mean? But I think undercover, they might be mixing business with Pleasure, man, totally, man.
I mean,
but at the same time, they're still successful. So what do you think?
I mean, hey, if they are, more power to them because they making money, man.
Yeah, they keeping it moving with it. But at the same time, hopefully.
But at the same time, it's bringing more business to them, man, because it's bringing more controversy to them. You know what I'm saying?
True. It is, but.
More
I mean, exposure. I don't know, man, because. See, this one business is never going to just crash. Cash Money, Young Money, they're not just going to crash because they got long life fans. You know what I'm saying? They're not just going to crash like that unless it, you know, be a financial issue. But, I mean, I still wouldn't say to mix business with pleasure, especially if you're very passionate about what you do. I think your main focus should be what you do. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep your relationship separate from your business. You know what I'm saying? Your relationship separate from your friends and your business separate from your family. You know what I mean? What's up?
Hey, DJ. What? Take it back even farther, man. Like, look at the Notorious and Lil' Kim situation, man.
Yeah. Okay. You seen the? Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I seen the movie.
Okay, you see how much hatred she had towards him, too, in the studio?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to think, because that jealousy and envy, man. Yeah, so, hey, you know, she's on stage doing her thing, looking at him mean mugging the whole time. So, you know, hey, that's still, you can say they had a problem, though. They had a problem in between that.
True. Yeah, I it brought more passion to the performance, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it did, and they had their little funny way of making making up for it and fixing it at the same time. But I mean,
it brought controversy too. Though, bro.
Yeah, it did.
You know, that's what people love. They love that. So that's, I mean, like we talking about it now, and that's still living on. You feel me?
Yep. Okay, check this out. We all independent artists, man. You know what I'm saying? We all got a business. Okay, check this out. Like, for instance, in the business we in, where we stand, where your feet are planted right now, would you mix your position? I'm talking to anybody in the 18 right now that wants a quote on this, but would you mix the business that you stand for right now, would you mix it with a pleasuring appetite, I guess I could say? By way of comment?
Well, I do, say that again.
Where you stand right now with Class City Records, as far as being a part of Class City Records.
Right.
Would you want to mess up, or not to say mess up, but take the chance? Because there is a 50-50, you know, 50%, it never even comes to the surface, but there's 50% that it will. So would you want to take that chance of stepping into that shoes of that person to actually cause that kind of controversy just to create, you know what I'm saying, bad energy or whatever?
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, as long as I'm making that money, man, I'm good.
Them green men, boy.
Hey, check this out, though, man. Like,
yeah.
Is it mixing, like me personally? Like, say, for instance, if I had a son that was about to be born and I had a concert to do, I would try my best to do that concert and then go. But if it was, like, at that time I had to be there, I would have to be there, man. You know what I'm saying?
In that situation, if you were solo concert, then, you know, so you just have to cancel the concert. But you can't, but it's different, a different type of love right there. That's the birth of an offspring. That's yours. So you got to do that. You don't never want to miss that. But at the same time, like, say we're in a group. Well, if we had a big performance to do and you had a baby on the way, you just wouldn't be at the show. I mean, we would have to continue with the show, but you would have to go and do that. And we had to catch it with you later, because if it was a last-minute thing, you know what I'm saying? If it was down to, like, 5 minutes, we got fans there waiting on us. We got to go through with it. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, we support that decision if you had to do that, because I know I don't give a damn where we at. If I got a son or a daughter on the way, I'm getting my ass up. I'm getting the hell on. I'm getting on. I'm going to be at the hospital. I'm going to be there at St. Mary after Rena and Athens, Georgia. I'm going to be down here sitting in there waiting. Hey, shaking and hey, be excited, worried, don't know what to do, boy. You know, hey, you feeling this shit, boy?
I definitely feel you, man.
Yeah, man.
I definitely feel
you. It's mainly sexual.
Where I had to go to work, like, right after my son was born. You feel me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but you went to work, right?
Yeah, after the fact. You know what I'm saying?
After the fact. But, hey, they waited on you. So you didn't mix family with business, because you still did what you had to do, and then you went to work. You see what I'm saying? You made room for both. So you still kept it moving. That's respectable, because I probably wouldn't even win in that type of situation. I mean, I probably wouldn't have went. I'm be honest with you. I'd probably just took that day off if I could afford it. But if not, then I would have had to do what I had to do, man. So,
yeah.
You know, it's much respect on both ends for that, man, because things can be crazy, man, especially in these days, society, man. Like, think of today's society, man. Look how people, look at these jobs, man. Look, I mean, you could put in, like, 100 applications and you might get 5 calls back. I'm telling you, that's how serious it is these days, man. So,
they make it so bad, like, $7.50 jobs be playing with you now. It's bad, bro.
Yeah. I'm saying true story. Talking about society and life, I'm going to tell you a true story, man. I was going through a time of my life, man, before I really got into the music, you know what I'm saying? And I used to work at Walmart, man. And on some real, man, I got paid like $8 working third shift graveyard now, 10 at night, 7 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to lie to you, man, I got the hell worked out of me. Man, I worked so hard. When I got my check, I'm like, oh, man, come on. They done taxed me. And they done took half my money in taxes. I tell you, man, but, hey, I had to stay. I had to fight it, man, because of the fact that, hey, it's life, man. Life is going to come at you regardless if you like it or not. So you just got to be prepared and have your little plan, your checklist, like you're talking about. Have it in your mental or either have it on just like paper, however you want. Yeah, however you need to do that, because I'm telling you, man, it gets crazy, man. It gets real crazy out there, man.
Like, but in the entertainment business, it's like, man, I don't know, man, like, sometimes mixing business with pleasure can be a good thing if you look at it like that.
Okay, check this out. I ain't going to name the person because I don't know if they want me to put them out like that. But I met a friend, man. I met a friend early today, actually. And we were talking about exposure. And on top, okay, and this is what he told me. He told me if we ever have a particular outing for, you know, something to do with the music and event or something like that to get exposure, never have bad exposure. Bad exposure is worse than no exposure. So if that's the case, then that controversy between having a sexual encounter with somebody else, that could be bad, man. Like in my example for that, you know what I'm saying, just relating off what I'm saying, my example for that, look at Bill Clinton and Monica. I'm taking it way back, but look at Bill Clinton and Monica. You see what I mean? Bill Clinton with a man. You know what I'm saying? Now Bill Clinton, he just got a little minor say-so, man, because he lost everything that he was stood for. He went against the grain, you know what I'm saying, by having a sexual encounter with Monica. So, therefore, he dropped off,
well,
man.
It got Monica out there, though. You know what I'm saying? It was paid for her. That was she wanted. You know what I'm saying?
It got her face known. Bad way to get known, though.
See,
it works out different ways.
He would have put her in the place, man.
Yeah, he could have. He should have checked her. That's what he should have did, but he didn't do that. So, I mean, hey. Plus, he had a wife. You know, Hillary done lost his marriage and lost everything, you know. But, hey, that was his fault. You feel me?
Yeah,
hey.
Exactly.
Hey, gotta
check, man. Shout out to Bill Clinton, man.
Yes.
That's my favorite president.
I know, right?
He was a good president, too, man.
He was a good president,
yeah,
man.
He was human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just human.
Disrespect.
That's
all. Mm. Yeah. Nah. If people saying, like, just doing bad stuff, man, he did a lot of good.
Man, truth, man, I think Obama is a good president, but at the same time, I think he might be too good. You can tell why I say that? Because I think there's too many tasks that he's taking on, man. Like, I personally think he's biting off more than he can chew. And I think, or either he might not be, he might be putting it in order, but at the same time, he's got people that do envy him and they're hating him for it, man. But at the same time, I don't see him mixing. You know, I don't see it, but I don't see him mixing his business with pleasure, man. But I don't know what he's doing. Who knows, man? I don't, you know, as long as he keeps us happy, hey, keep everybody happy in the world, then they happy with him, happy for him. You know what I'm saying? But hey, 18.
Hey, he need to get these gas prices down, man.
Somebody need to do some of these gas prices, man. Hey, we'll get into that, man.
Hey.
But what's up?
I don't think it's his fault, though.
Nah, it's because of oil, man. If you want to know the truth about the gas right before we go into commercial, but the oil,
I thought this was what we was in Iraq for, man.
I thought it was, too, but...
I mean, we still got...
That's why I ain't fighting, doing all that, and end up getting murked. You feel me?
And you still ain't got no oil.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, hey, we got folks losing their lives over this, man.
Hey.
We got gas prices going up, man. Come on, man.
Hey, they might have to just take me to jail, bro. I served that time if I'm going to fight, bro.
Real talk, bro.
You damn right.
Right, too.
Hey, that's what Muhammad Ali did, right?
Hell yeah.
He did cracking up, man. Hey, T.
Hey, you know, you know, you know, Muhammad said, what the change man did to me?
Take it to commercial. I'm trying to. Hey, hey, they love it. Hey, hey, that's that passion. That's that passion. But Knight Rider, take it to commercial.
Oh, shit.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yeah, man, y'all something else, boy. I'm glad y'all got that passion, though, man. You got to have that passion and desire, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, hey. But hey, that's just the way it is sometimes, though, man. You got to have that passion, especially if you're going through some rough times, and you got to know to keep your composure, man. You got to know to just keep your mind focused and keep your checklist present, man. And I think...
Hey, but on some real, like... Don't that kind of be, you know? Don't it aggravate you though? Like you know you got to keep that mind posed and don't do nothing, because if you do something going, you know what I'm saying? You got to face the consequences. But wrong already happened to you. Have you ever felt like that before, DJ?
Yeah, I have, I really have, man. But at the same time, you got to know like what's important. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
You lose your composure. And especially if you're supposed to be trying to do something with yourself, you put a bad image on yourself. You know what I mean? Like, example.
Hey,
guys, I'm for that real quick. What's up?
I got a quick little thing. It was, I had seen this movie, right? This dude, he served like 20 years for something that he didn't do, man. And 20 years. Yeah. It was a murder case that they pinned on him. Troll had pinned on him, and he didn't do that. And his sister, like, she had passion and desire to get him out, man. She went to be a lawyer, you know, to get the GED, went to go be a lawyer, and she went through trial and tribulations, but she got him out, man. That really inspired me right there, man. Real talk.
Yeah, that's their new one, man.
He didn't do it. I mean, he got out, but he had to serve 20 years. His daughter... He see his daughter, man, she like 18, 19, and, you know, and in her mind, she had that, her dad was a bad father, because the baby mama had, the police had tricked the baby mama, you know what I'm saying, like, say if she don't testify against him, she's going to serve time and take the, you know, the child, you know what I'm saying, so that was a deep movie that inspired me, man, real talk.
See,
yeah, that's real.
Right, look, the quick example I had, because about time to wrap everything up, but it was Rihanna and Chris Brown, man. He lost his composure, but we'll get on that another day, man. I'm going to shout this out right quick.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody, man. Don't forget to tune in March 23rd, man, to our next show, man. And show your love and support, man, by subscribing to our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. You can receive alerts and brief reminders about DJ Team in the 18, and follow us on Facebook at ATHEOTMDJRYDAZ.
Yeah, yo.
Appreciate everybody for listening, man.
Yeah.
Keep your head up, stay positive, and keep that checklist present. Got to keep your checklist. And I hope our words today, man, I hope they motivate you to really consider not mixing your business with your pleasure. Keep everything in this one category. You know, even if you got to buy a filing cabinet and put your life in it, you know, just get, do what you got to do. But, hey, we out.
Flat City Records, ELT Radio, DJ Team 18 out.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah. But I believe you'll find joy if you reach for